Thank you, Chairman Argal, Chairwoman Williams, members of the committee. Senate Bill 565's goal is to protect the privacy of our students' personal data from unauthorized or inappropriate disclosure. At a time when everyone is conducting their lives online, our students can be particularly vulnerable. Now that many of our students are learning and attending school online in a post-pandemic world, the amount of student-related data being generated, collected, and stored within our schools has dramatically increased over these past several years. Congress has made a start in addressing student privacy concerns through the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, better known as FERPA. But state statutory protections have not kept pace with student privacy concerns that are being generated as a result of new computer and adaptive technologies. So this legislation does several things to protect the privacy of student data. First, it defines student data and who owns that data. It establishes who can correct records, the responsibilities of state and local education entities in protecting student data privacy, and the designation and responsibilities of a chief data privacy officer within the Department of Education. The bill also provides policies and protections for the collection, use, and safeguarding of student data, specific prohibitions on collection, reporting, and use of certain data, disclosure guidance, and procedures to follow in case of a security breach, as well as third-party responsibilities. The amendment makes several technical changes, and it also removes higher education and keeps the bill K through 12. Last session, the Senate Communications and Technology and Education Committees held a joint hearing on this very topic where we heard testimony on the importance of safeguarding student data and how many other states are leading on this issue. And as of 2021, 40 states have some form of student data privacy laws on their books. Pennsylvania is severely lagging in this space, and we are doing our children a terrible disservice by not protecting their vulnerable data while they are in the care and protection of our schools. So this bill is a step in the right direction to protecting our children and safeguarding our next generation's digital assets. Again, I would like to thank Chairman Argal, Chairwoman Williams, and members of the committee for your consideration of this legislation. Thank you.